Right. Okay. So I haven't made a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah, I thought I'll use the whiteboard instead. Okay. So basically, I'll start off by I thought I'll use the whiteboard because we have so many different options. And what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require and putting in the options that are more highlighted or underlining them or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to connect that anyway. Brief introduction to the insides of a remote control, and then we can probably discuss the various components. Yeah. Okay. So what you see here is this is the outside of the remote, right? If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. This basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here. If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here. Everything else is kind of okay. So if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place on the PCB, and on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere here. And the chip that tra then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out through there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these printed circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have it. Right. So that's the important point here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the batteries, I'll start with the battery, right? So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in our cells. Yeah. These are the kind of different kind of batteries that the company makes, right? So hand dynamos. Yeah. So I don't know if even if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So they'll since they'll come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper. All these options. So the third one is the kinetic energy one. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good option. The kinetic energy one is that they're usually in modern watches. Since our hand keeps moving, it keeps the watch ticking. But I don't know if it is a good idea for a remote control because it'll just lie there for a long while sometimes. But as soon as you pick it up, it moves, and then again it recharges or something. And the fourth option is the solar cells, which are also made by the company, environment friendly. Okay. So I'll enlist things, and then we can come back and discuss what we think from everybody's perspective. There are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases. They can be flat, they can be curved, with one-sided curved and one side flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides. These are the three options, right? Yeah, would it be flat on both the sides? Would it be curved from one side or whatever? There are different kind of supplements available, like it can be in plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium, right? But wood, yeah. Not wool. Oh, really? Okay. We can use even so titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment. So it's kind of it'll be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company. But it cannot be used on a double curved surface. So if you choose this, we cannot use titanium. For these two, we can use titanium, wood, rubber, or plastic. Yeah. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on mouse pointers or something like that. So and they can even have an integrated push button inside the scrolling thing. So scroll plus push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company in the last decade, so not too recent. And LCDs, we can have LCDs. So these two are recent, and this is quite old. The various electronic options are so this concerns first of all the chips. I showed you that. So there's a chip behind this one, right? The PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are, we have either a simple one or a regular or advanced. And the price goes up as we go down, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we would want to use advanced, why we might want to use advanced is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip. We need regular or advanced for scroll wheels. Right. And the chip basically includes the infrared sender. Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which is they did not explain what it was, but I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like as soon as you press a button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5 or whatever, yeah, on. I don't know whether sample sender has to do something with voice recognition or not, but anyway, so these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically now I think that we can integrate the user interface and the marketing things in that. Keep taking out things from this and underlining things that are important. Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, it should do it now.
So, yeah, this time, I might not have them.
That's a nice one. Sorry, can you go back for a second? Are you sure what this means, the spinning wheel with the LCD display? Okay, the iPod thing. So it's the iPod kind of right. Okay. So instead of going down, you just spin. Right. Right. So maybe I should include that here as well. LCDs plus spinning. Okay. Maybe as you're discussing things, is it okay if we just keep highlighting things here, right? So probably voice recognition is kind of important, right? Okay, I have a point about LCD. I don't know if it is the right point to take it up. LCDs are basically for feedback, right, to the user who is pressing buttons. And the feedback can come through the television itself. So do we need an LCD on the remote? Right, to get. Right. That's true. Yeah, that's also. Right. Right. Okay. So now we seem to have a consensus that LCDs are definitely the way to go because of style and. Right. You agree, Monica? Yeah. So LCDs, yeah, definitely. Go on. Right. Yeah, we have rubber, but there is discussed with using. So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells as an energy source constraint. So we could use titanium, wood, or plastic, or energy source. Yeah, tap it on the desk. Yeah. So probably double curved surface is the way to go. Or curved at one end and flat on the top, because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides, then how much easy would it be to reach for buttons, et cetera. Yeah. Single side curved or double side curved does not say too much, does it? I think. Right. Did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Or because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have with the cases are these three. Either have a flat surfaced case or a curved surface case. It does not say anything about whether technically, you know, this stuff is available at all. Right. Okay. Let's try to rub off things and yeah. So, hand dynamos are definitely out, right? You got to wind your yeah. Okay. Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of a appeal, but it's yeah. As against a watch which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user. Kinetic energy it needs. I don't have too much technical information on that here. Right. Okay, let's keep it option. I keep an option here. The flat, completely flat case is definitely out, right? It has to be at least curved from one side, yeah. Okay, we still have all the options. Wood. Do you think wood will be a good idea? Right. Yeah, if it is really thin, if it is really thin, it's likely to break. It's much more right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What is that? Right. Okay, now for the really interesting stuff, the interface. Right. So the push buttons is our expertise in the industry, but it seems to be out of trend, you know, nobody seems to be. Right. Or if we have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world, you know, if you have an LCD display, then you can select almost everything on the LCD display. Right. Okay. Right. So in the buttons we have for the channels also we have options. Do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9, or do we have just channel plus, channel minus, just to scroll? The numbers. Right. Or on the LCD we can, you know. Okay. So right. Right. Okay, so buttons definitely in, but okay. Shall we try to draw our okay, so the components. Right, so what about the scrolling I'm not sure it'll be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber. Or at the corners, edges, just the edges covered by rubber or something like that, everything else in plastic or even titanium if you want to use it. Right. Okay. So that gives us a more trendy look as well. Right. Yeah, and we're going more for the trends than for the usability anyway. Right. So I'll rub that out. And colors can be provided with the case rather than but we still need to think about the color of our remote as such, you know, just keep it black or okay. Okay, if you go over to the integrated circuits, since we are having LCDs there's no way that we'll be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is that the price is going up with every such thing that we are considering. But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes, so this seems to be one area where we would want to spend. So I'll rub off the other two. Oh, so the constraint was, yeah. So, I think we'll have using the simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one. I mean, although it does seem interesting, but it does not hold any advantages as such for, yeah. Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the feedback, right? It says the things that you type in or something like that. So. Yeah, we don't have too much information about it. Yeah, okay. So this is in as well then, the sample speaker. Right. Flat on the top. Yeah. Okay. ICs, integrated circuits. Yep. We're definitely going in for voice recognition as well as LCDs. Right. Cool. Oh yeah, okay.